Reducing salt, that story coming up on This Land of Ours. In a previous report, we learned that on average, Americans take in about double the amount of recommended salt daily. Extension nutrition expert Sandy Proctor says there are ways to lessen the amount of salt our taste buds desire.
But it takes us kind of weaning ourselves off of that level of salt or sodium by, you know, consciously making some decisions.
First and foremost, of course, is to leave that salt shaker in the pantry.
But that's not going to be a big enough step for most of us to make a difference. So what we recommend, start focusing on what kinds of foods you're purchasing or you're eating.
For example,
if you avoid, say, French fries or chips with a sandwich and instead have a piece of fresh fruit or even a salad, you're going to have a much less salty side dish and lower the sodium that way.
As for cooking at home,
build your meal around, you know, a small serving of meat. It has some natural sodium in it. And then surround the rest of the meal with fresh fruits and vegetables. They're very low in sodium. So salads and fruits and vegetables. And if they're vegetables that you fix from scratch and you steam them or something, they're going to be almost sodium-free. And frozen vegetables also are low in sodium. So those are some choices that you can make.
And
however, try to avoid canned veggies as they are usually heavily laden with sodium. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.